Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, we got a merch update. The greatest rock and blues band of all time, Bad Friends, is here. Compiled by, of course, Rudy Jules, with Carlos Santillas, Peter Blythe Mulave, and of course, your favorite, George Trinidad. So pick up those shirts. And also, 420 special. For 420, man, we are restocking these tie-dyes and the tie-dye tees. So go check that out right now at badfriendsmerch.com or in the merch bar down below if you're on the YouTubes. Also, this weekend, Andrew Santino, I am going to be in Brea, Southern California. If you live in the Southern California area and you want to see me do an hour, I'm going to be at the Brea Improv, the 23rd and 24th, four shows. That's all we got. Come see me. Go to andrewsantino.com for tickets. andrewsantino.com, Southern California. Let's go.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Oh, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Puppy report.
Oh, puppy report.
It's very chaotic.
It's chaotic.
My
Dude,
room smells like
we have
like
three
poo.
Puppies.
What you posted was so cute, that dog's face. Oh, my,
oh
God.
My God.
So cute.
They're so cute. I always go in there.
Are they pooping all over your room?
Piss, poo, yeah. Everything.
Love it.
Why?
I just think it's a part of puppy life.
Yeah, it is.
And the puddles are this big. They're not big.
I know, but you have to understand that, like, her room, right, we have a little gate.
Yeah.
And then we have three adult dogs wanting to get at these three puppies and
right.
eat them.
Yeah.
So it's a whole event.
But isn't it just upstairs, downstairs? You separate them by floors, don't you do that?
No, not the.
You got it for the puppies, you should, just in case.
Yeah, but then she has to stay downstairs. There's nothing downstairs. It's grim down there.
Is it scary down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not like sleeping down there?
No, I like it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, she loves creepy
look at her,
shit.
Look at her. Are you stoned?
No, I just woke up.
I know. She just woke up from a nap.
Dude, what?
I know.
What do you have? You don't do anything.
She has this week off, too. It's like you're on vacation, correct?
Yeah, but I'm taking care of the puppy.
Yeah. There it is a lot.
Well, that's annoying. I understand
it's
how
a
much.
Lot. It's a lot.
When we had our dog, it was literally, I was shooting at the time, too. So I was getting no sleep already because I was shooting 14-hour days.
Uh-huh.
And the puppy would wake up 3:30 a.m., 4:30 a.m., 5 a.m., kind of like your alarm. 5, 6, 7, and then I'd go to work at 7:30.
Do you want a second dog or no?
Really bad, actually.
You want to take a look at our puppies?
Yeah, actually, I'm serious. We literally just talked about getting another dog.
Take a look at our puppies.
What kind are they?
Atikala said they might be half pit bull.
My only worry is how big they get. I can't have really big dogs.
No, we have one called, what's Stumpy?
Oh, I like that already.
They're all the same.
But don't we have Stumpy?
He looks like a hot dog.
He looks like a hot dog. And not only that.
Like a wiener dog?
He looks like one, yeah.
Wiener dogs are awesome.
But it can't be because then they're all wiener dogs, no? Or can a dog have like a poodle and a Rottweiler come out?
Well, these are all from the same litter?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, so they're all the same. But wait a minute. One looks like a wiener dog and one looks like
he's actually.
Stumpy.
No, he's. I don't want to say this, but.
Say
he's
it.
Not Stumpy. No, but, Stubby.
Stubby. Called stuff. We just named it yesterday. Give me a fucking break.
Relax.
But he's mentally
challenged.
Challenged.
No.
Yeah, that's what Kalala said. I'm not saying. She said it.
He's just slow.
He's slow.
Can dogs have Down syndrome?
I don't know, but he just like this is. You go in the room and the puppies are coming toward me.
Yeah.
Stumpy is just like the
when he
just,
barks, he's like, hey,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys. Can dog, because Down syndrome is categorized as having 47 chromosomes, 23, oh, right, that's not, right. It can't be diagnosed in dogs who by default have 78 chromosomes. Wow.
Wow.
Do dogs have, can dogs be slow though? Is that a real thing? Like, can you have
obviously some dogs are smarter than others.
No, but I'm saying, okay, right, but that's like some people are smarter than others, but I'm saying, can they have a mental disability?
There has to be.
They're right?
Yeah.
Because my buddy's dog,
yeah.
I'm not making this up. Used to run into the walls all the time in the broad daylight.
Yeah.
And they got his vision checked. They thought, maybe he's blind. They were like, no, he's fine. What's wrong? And he's like, well, he's just running into the walls. And they're like,
They had depth perception. It's like, yeah, maybe he's...
Maybe there's dogs have to have Tourette's too, right?
It is also true that dogs develop mental illness. Dogs can acquire forms of anxiety. Yes, we know that. Compulsive disorders, PTSD. But no, they don't get... Okay. I don't know.
Imagine a dog with Tourette's. He's going, fuck. Yeah. And then he covers his mouth with his
But ball. Sometimes he barks. He's like, arr, arr. Yeah. And you're like, come here, buddy. He's like, oh, shit, come on.
Yeah, yeah. That's silly.
Wait a minute. So there's three pups, right? Three pups in the litter?
Yeah.
Okay, three pups in the litter. I'll take a look at them. We really will.
No, I mean...
My only concern is how big. I can't have big dogs.
They're not going to be big.
I don't have a big enough yard.
Are they big?
I think they'll be just medium. Mediums.
You can tell by their paws. Do they have big paws?
Kind
of. Yeah. No, they're going to be big.
They have pretty big paws.
When you have big paws.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you,
will you look at them?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because you know your dogs are, you don't have any dogs that are that
no,
big.
No, we have little ones.
They're mediums.
Yeah, they're all like, you know, they're accidents, man. It's like.
Yeah, that's why I like
them.
You know,
like the one that I have, the old one, we have a 90-year-old man living in the house.
He's 96, right?
Remy.
Yeah, Remy's 96.
Right, and Remy, you can tell by his fingers, they're fucked up.
And he goes like this.
Each fingernail is a different color, black, brown, yellow, right? And it's just like, and then there's a nail that just comes out of the paw itself, like he's like deformed.
Oh.
Right, and he walks around like this, and he's just like grumpy. Right? Pees everywhere.
Well, he has no bladder control anymore. That's
and
so
if it was
sad.
Up to me in the beginning, it's like, I could have just thrown it across the street, but then what happens is he falls in love with you, you fall in love with him.
Yeah, you don't have a
and
choice.
And now we're stuck. You know?
Well, here's the back in the day when we were kids, you know, a lot of people would have dogs that they couldn't take care of, they had to get rid of, and they just became outside dogs. So,
but we have the middle one, Julio, that she fucked up.
Yeah, but that's
because she raised right. up. Listen,
don't shake your head.
You raised Julio as a puppy, right?
Yeah.
And now look at Julio. He's not adjusted to the world, right? We've had the best trainers in the world try to train him, and then they always walk around. Yeah, it's nah.
What's a lost cause?
It's a lost cause. He's like, yeah, but there's nothing. And I'm like, and I always point to her. I go, what did you do to Julio?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
No.
You and your sister.
Did you hit it? Did you do something to it?
No.
Did you sharpen knives in front of it?
Listen. No. Okay. You think just the puppy was just born that way?
I don't know. I don't think so. Do you kiss Julio on the mouth?
No, sometimes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you let him lick all over your mouth?
No, but Tito Bobby does.
That's okay. That makes sense for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's also
it's on brand.
It's on brand. Yeah. Yeah. That's I'm curious as what you did to Julio to make him so damaged.
Do you mouth kiss your dogs?
100% no.
Okay.
No.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because I just don't get, I don't like that.
Like white people have, just let me ask you something.
But
like,
I'm not a white. I'm not a normal white. Whites do.
I've seen your family. You're fucking white as fuck, bro. Yeah, I know.
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying is that what I've noticed
her nose.
Is growing up, like, you know, like if we were going to go out, like if I left the house with some friends on a Friday night.
Sure.
And my dad was sitting at the kitchen table and if he wasn't drunk. If he was drunk, that's another thing.
When was he not drunk?
There were sometimes he wasn't, like when he got back from work right away. So if I was leaving, he'd go, okay, I'm going out. He'd go, okay, popo. And I would kiss my dad on the lips.
Bro, I hate people that do that. That's the grossest shit. Your dad, you're a grown up, you're a teenager, and you kiss your dad on the mouth.
Not tongue kiss, you fucking.
I didn't say that.
Oh, popo, dad? I mean, are you out of your fucking mind?
And he's
dude?
Like, yeah, popo.
Yeah, popo. Oh, yeah, popo. And you hear zip. But
what does popo mean?
Kiss.
Popo.
Yeah, popo. Popo hair. You go popo hair.
Popo hair?
Yeah, popo hair. And I go, you peck. Or he'll kiss you on the cheek.
Yeah, cheek is fine.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Sometimes on the lips.
Mouth, I don't like.
Okay. My point, though, is cultural.
Popo.
Right? Yeah. Ew. And then, like, white folks, right? You guys don't. I know, like, some of my friends never even said, I love you, to their parents.
Well, those are just damaged people. I mean,
Do you say, I love you?
Of course.
To your dad.
I say, I love
you. Not your stepdad.
I say, yeah, I do.
Not your stepdad.
Yeah, yes, I do.
You don't really love him, though, as much as you.
What?
Come on, man.
Are you crazy?
Why are you smirking?
No. You're totally opposite. My stepdad would raise me. He was like my father. He was one that
you don't have the full experience, though.
No, I mean, if you're being genuine right now, not comedy. No, that's the opposite. My stepdad was like my father. He raised me my whole life. Like, I met him when I was nine, or no, younger than that. What am I mean?
You don't even know. You don't even know.
He became,
that's how crazy it is.
He became like my dad. No, so I do. I love him so much. Like I say, I love you all the time to him.
Can I ask you?
I say I love you to you, and to Rudy.
Yeah, but for you, it's like, well, it does, because you say it a lot.
Yeah,
it just doesn't mean anything. As much.
Right. That's why,
you know,
I say
it. Because I've seen you say it to like Dorman at the Comedy Store.
Sure, I kiss him on the. I go, pop, I love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he go, good set tonight. I go, pop, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, I say I love you a lot to people that I really do care about. Mm. So I say it all the time. I say it all the time. Because if I really like you, I love you. Like, Andres, have I said I love you to you?
You have.
Yeah.
Oh, you have you? Do you really love Andres?
Look me in the face.
Yeah.
I love Andres. Okay. Fancy is a wonderful person. Pete, you haven't gotten it yet, but that's you got some time. And also,
okay, I want to play a game with you that I just did.
Okay, what?
Okay, just real quick, okay?
Yeah.
So this is a game I just made up, okay? Huh. And it's like, you know that app, right, that changes people to different genders or whatever?
Sure.
So I have some comics that you know.
Okay.
And I change their gender.
Okay.
And I want to see if you can guess who they are. This is a female comic that's a man.
Okay.
And go.
Are you asking me hot or not? What?
No, game? Who are they?
Oh, who is this?
Yeah.
That is, dude, look at how widespread the eyes are.
Yeah.
Who?
This is a little hard because she's not a Comedy Store comic.
Right. That doesn't matter.
She did Chelsea Lately a lot.
Sarah Kalana.
No.
Damn. Give me one more hint.
I'll just, you're never going to guess it. I'll just give you the initials.
Just give me the initials.
A.M.
Arden Mirren.
Yeah.
Yes. I got it.
Okay.
That now I see it in her eyes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whoa, that's Arden Mirren.
Yeah, it's Arden Mirren. Next.
Whoa.
She's a Comedy Store comic, female, Comedy Store comic, regular, gets spots a lot. All right.
I'm looking in the eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she also.
By the way, that's a pretty handsome dude.
Yeah, yeah. She just had a baby.
That's Natasha?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
That's Sarah Tiana.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Dude, that's, yeah. I see it in the eyes. Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, so much
all
fun.
Right, all right, next one.
Wow.
Next one. Okay, Comedy Store. It's a man comic.
Yeah.
He's a regular. He gets spots maybe on two spots a week, a Wednesday or Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
This dude is, to me, a legend. He's in the same school as, like, he was friends with, like, Mitch Hedberg and what's the guy from Arizona?
Doug Stanhope?
Doug Stanhope. That crew. Short hair. How about this? He spent a lot of time in Europe. Like, lived there. He lived in Amsterdam.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You got to give me the initials now because I'm out.
T-R.
T-R. Tom?
Uh-huh.
Tom Rhodes.
Yes.
Oh, Tom Rhodes!
That's Tom Rhodes.
Oh, my God.
Tom Rhodes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And by the way, is he at like a Republican rally? What is that?
I just found that photo.
And somewhere. No, but wait. Oh, you found the photo to
online,
match it?
Online, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just go online.
I thought the app gives you a girl.
No.
Oh, that's next wild.
One. Okay, this one, I'll give you, you know what, dude? I'll give you my salary for a month.
Really?
On this podcast.
If I can
if
guess,
you
it.
Guess that.
But right. You have to give me one hint.
There's no way. Well, for my salary?
Okay, fine.
All right, so
okay. Okay.
She, I don't even believe that I put this in there. This is a hard one. So this one hangs out with Jason Collings.
Okay.
And Brent
Morin.
Morin.
Yeah.
He does their podcast as well.
Okay.
Right? He's not a regular at the store. He just kind of hangs out.
Is a stand-up, though.
Yeah. He's opened for me several times.
The kid, I know what his...
You know his name? I'll just tell you what it is.
What's his name?
Will Burkhart.
Burkhart.
Yeah.
Will. I knew his name was Will.
That's him.
I get your salary.
All right, go.
No, next one. Yes, I do. Next.
Or this one right here is a girl. This is a good one. This is a good one. You're going to love this one.
These look like.
I know. This is a girl.
This guy's next door.
Yeah. This is a girl, right?
Yeah.
Who, she's not a regular at the store, but she's a cover booth person.
It's Chelsea.
Yes.
That's Chelsea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw it in the eyes.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty good at this. Gonna, this is good.
Well, cover booth? There's only one girl that's a cover booth.
That's not true.
Oh, there's several.
That's okay, not true. On. There's a few.
No. Next.
This one. This is so easy.
Go ahead.
It's Tony Hinchcliffe. Mm-hmm. And I can tell. This actually look, if he just put on a wig, that would look
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Next one.
That's Adam Ray.
Yeah. Next one.
That's Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting good now.
Yeah. Next one.
By the way, hold on. Go back to Theo Vaughn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuckable.
Wow.
Fuckable.
Dude, because there's a trend on TikTok. If my friends were girls, would I sleep with them? Yeah, that's like a big trend. Theo, for sure. Go back to Adam.
No.
No.
No way. She's like a talk show host.
She's
on The View.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back one more. Who's the one before it was Tony?
No. Not, maybe. Well,
but the prop. She looks like in the morning, the next morning after you like a one night stand. She's like, why don't you hang out and we go to brunch together? No.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
No,
go
yeah.
forward. Go forward. Theo for sure though.
Yeah, this one.
Wow. And this one is super hard.
No, it's not.
I didn't know off the bat. I can usually see it in the eyes right
this
away.
This one's not hard. Not a comic.
Not a comedian.
No.
But a comedic
celebrity.
Actor? Oh, a celebrity.
Who I know, who's a good friend of mine. Won an Emmy. Play, you know, he's a kind of a bigger guy, mm-hmm. obviously. And he, do you know who it is?
Eric Stone Street?
Yep.
That's Eric?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Next one.
And by the way, I would not. Would not. That. That's a no, it's a pass.
Okay, this one.
That's a real comic we know.
No, no. This one.
This one's easy.
This
one's easy.
You do?
Yeah, I know. Who? Right away. It's Nikki Glaser.
Yes, how do you know?
I can tell.
That was amazing.
I can tell by the nose.
Amazing.
I can see by the nose and
next
the eyes.
One?
Yeah.
This one?
This one's hard.
No, it's not. It's the easiest one. And?
Eleanor Kerrigan.
Yes!
God, I'm
doing yes! Yes!
I'm doing yeah. it. I'm doing
okay,
it.
Next one. Okay, this one right here. Zoom in. This one is the $1 million one. Regular?
Yeah.
You know him.
I'm friends. Am I friends with him?
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, regular and friends with him, right?
Yeah.
Story person. That's all I can give you.
It's just, so
I don't
hard.
Know why, but when they changed this person, it was like weird. It was like that does not look like him. He's tall.
Would be like Jeselnik is tall. Galern is tall.
You would know that if those were Galern or Jeselnik.
Maybe. I mean, because you said it doesn't look anything like the guy.
Just look at the nose.
Who's tall like that? Who's tall like that?
Yeah.
With a pointy nose.
Older.
Who's tall like that? The Kirk probably Fox?
Yeah.
That's Kirk Fox?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
He's hot.
I'd fuck Kirk Fox.
That's hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rudy. Can I call Kirk Fox because I haven't talked to him in a long time?
Why?
Because I really like him.
I like him too.
Well, tell him how hot he is as a girl. His voice is just so great.
Tino?
Baby boy. Kirk.
What's up?
Hey, you're on me and Bobby's podcast.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Bobby did this game where he puts your picture into an app on the phone and it turns you into a girl. And I'm telling you, I'm going to send you this photo. You're so hot as a girl.
Like, we would fuck you.
Can I change?
We would fuck you,
can
Kirk.
Can I change into that for real?
I mean, I think they're doing this all the time now, right? This is easy to get done. 20-30K and you can look like that.
So, what do I
don't
I
think
do?
So.
Is there a place I go? Because I don't like the way I look as a man. I don't like the choices I make. I just don't like the feeling. But if I'm a hot woman,
yeah.
Can I write it out?
No, imagine that voice with that face. No way. Fuck that.
It's Bobby's being mean again. Kirk, we love you.
Bobby and I are going to be spending some time together soon.
You guys are shooting
Why?
Something together?
We're shooting. So what are we doing?
I think we might be in Oklahoma together, Bobby.
Oh, are you doing that show?
Yes.
Oh, I'll see you there, buddy. Same episode?
Yeah,
same episode?
What? I'm going to be in a lot of them, so our paths will cross.
Oh, nice. Wow.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
All right, well then when
Bobby,
you see...
Let me tell you, Bobby, it's going to be probably the best show in the world. These guys are amazing.
Of course, that's why I did it. I was so busy. I was like, I found out who was involved, so I go, I have to find time.
Yeah, I did the pilot in September, and now I'm going back. They decided to keep the mustache.
That's amazing. So how many episodes did they pick up?
Well, they're doing the first season.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations, brother.
That's great. That's great, you guys.
Yeah, sorry, Andrew. I forgot you were even here.
No, yeah, no problem. All right, you're hot as a woman. Have fun in Oklahoma. I love you. I miss you, buddy.
Okay, send me that picture quick because I'm about to take a shower. I want to see you.
Okay, all right.
Bye. Bye.
Look at this one, you know.
He's the best. I love
this
that
one.
Dude. That's Kyle Dunnigan.
No.
No?
Kyle, that's a guy right there.
Oh. It's
a
few.
BetterHelp. Oh my God, I love BetterHelp. I use it in my own private life.
Me too.
People in my family have used it. Therapy has just been very helpful for me during the pandemic. Is there something, Andrew, interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
There is, actually. Yeah, there is.
Let me tell you something, my friend. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours, bro.
We've said it before. We've said this too much on this show. We really do believe in this stuff. We believe in getting help. Mental health is extremely important to us. And Bob and I are big proponents of this. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can log in from anywhere, which we think is the best part. Send a message to your counselor. You're going to get thoughtful responses from someone.
You'll get great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And
yeah.
It's also what I love about it, it's affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
That's great. They want you to start living a happier life today. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp. They're recruiting additional counselors, by the way, so get out there if you're a counselor. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends. 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends.
Hello, Tushy. Oh, gee, Andrew.
Gee, golly, gosh.
Hello, Tushy is the one thing in my life that I wish I had all my life.
I wish I had it before.
Because my asshole, can I say hole?
You can say, yeah, of course.
Is so clean because of Hello
Your
Tushy.
Brown knot looks amazing.
And I'm saving on toilet paper costs.
Yep.
Right? And it's so easy to put in.
To install,
yeah.
Yeah, I
did it on my own.
I did it on my own. Yeah. And you know, me and Bob aren't good at stuff like that. And we have one here at the studio that Andre, sometimes Fancy B will just sit on it.
Yeah, and just spray his ass.
The whole time for like an hour.
Yeah,
it's insane. The brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to help level the playing field. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and very, very affordable, man. Mm. Because, by the way, when you get the traditional versions of these, like those Japanese toilets, they're thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
They're so expensive.
I don't know if you've been to Japan, but they have really high-quality toilets.
Yeah.
Make yours high quality.
That's right.
Well.
Make it high quality at home. You don't have to wipe at all. Just poop, spray, dry,
and go.
And go, baby. They also come with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Bobby, tell them about the Schmutz Shield.
Well, I'll tell you about the Schmutz Shield, right? It offers easy cleaning, and the knobs are naturally, what's the word?
Antimicrobial.
Antimicrobials.
That's perfect.
<Yeah.
laughs> If you already got a Tushy, upgrade to the new 3.0 model. You're going to love it. Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping. Special offer for you guys, our listeners, hellotushy.com/badfriends for 10% off. Hello Tushy.
Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor...
It's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You can do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
.com/badfriends.
I saw a movie last night called, let me see if I got the right word for it.
I love Italian crime stuff. Tutto bene.
Then you like 000.
000, si.
I saw a movie like The Vigil.
Oh, yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah.
What is it about?
The guy who prays to the candles. It's the horror movie where he's got the candles, the horror movie.
There are candles, right? It is a horror movie.
Yes.
Right, but what else?
It's the guy who prays to the candles, the devil that lives in the candles.
Whoa, you almost had it?
I was close.
You almost fucking had it, but you've never seen it?
No.
Okay.
But was I close?
Pretty close. I guess there's a ritual, you know, in
in old Napoli.
No, I don't know.
In the old Napoli.
No.
That's amore.
No, there's a ritual where
when the moon hits
a
Jewish ritual,
right? But it's like what do you got? Hasidic.
Hasidic. Yeah.
Old Hasidic ritual where when somebody dies, right, their body is in a house, and then you have somebody that looks after the body for like 12 hours or whatever to protect it from spirits or whatever.
Right.
So this dude needs money, right? He needs $500 and he's just like, I got to And some guy offers him this job. So he's in this creepy house with this like old Jewish dead man there and his wife upstairs. It's fucking scary as fuck, bro.
Does the Jewish dead man at some point come back to life?
Something like that. But the thing is that it's like the whole time you're just like, leave.
Just get out.
Yeah. In the beginning, there were so many chances where he could just leave.
Yeah.
At one point, you realize that he can't leave because now the curse is on him.
Now he's sucked in.
He's sucked in. But yeah, pretty good. I want to suggest that to people.
The dead body pops up and goes, oh, this casket's so uncomfortable. He's like, go.
Let's create a horror movie right now.
Okay.
What are you afraid of?
What am I the most afraid of?
Yeah, I think we should play on our fears, right?
Yeah.
First of all, you and I are both, if we were going to write a horror movie, figure out what our fears are, right? And then we'll just try to wrap a movie.
Okay, middle of nowhere stuff creeps me the fuck out. Mm. Like I'm always down for middle of nowhere films. I'm always like, ooh, it's so sketchy.
Middle of nowhere. Complete, so like in the woods.
But in the mountains and the woods.
In the mountains and woods.
Even more dangerous, right? Where you can lose power. Yeah. It can be cold.
Yeah.
Right? So
mine has to do with the ocean.
Okay, so on a mountain over the ocean. We got there.
But just being in the middle of the ocean. So.
Oh, okay, we're going to put it on a boat then.
No, we'll do both.
No, but listen. Middle of nowhere is the middle of the ocean to me.
Okay.
One and the same.
Right.
So
how about one where it's on an island? But is that
islands are wonderful? What a great place to be haunted.
Okay, a haunted island.
A haunted island. Right. Perfect. Perfect.
Right. Perfect. Then here's another thing that I'm afraid of: being buried alive.
Everyone. That's everyone's fear.
That's everyone's fear. What is an kids?
I've got it. You and I wake up. You and I. Okay. It. You.
Okay.
Starts on you.
Right.
Sand is in your mouth. You climb out.
Yeah, yeah.
You were buried alive, right?
All right. Oh, so what you're saying is that I'm a guy, right?
You, yeah. All right, that's
I work
right.
At. How about this? Let me just create my character. I'm a guy, right?
Yeah.
And I work at like a liquor store in New York.
Correct.
Okay.
In Harlem.
So yeah, I'm logging out. I'm closing the store. It's not a 24-hour place, right?
Right.
So I'm locking everything up, right? And it just shows me like just walking with my backpack to my little squalor house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I live in the basement somewhere
in Chinatown.
What?
You live in Chinatown.
Why does it? Okay, anyway, I'm Chinese.
It just feels right.
All right, I'm Chinese.
For this movie, you're Chinese.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'll be Chinese for this.
I'll be black in the movie.
We'll rewrite it. We'll rewrite it. Yeah.
You live in the basement of a Chinese food
right,
store.
Right. So, and then it just shows me like a little montage of me like cooking some ramen, right? Putting some ramen in, right?
Rat runs by,
right? And a really rickety table, right? Sitting there. I'm slurping on the ramen. I'm watching something on TV, the news or something, mm-hmm. right?
Rabbity or TV.
Right. And then there's a cut scene where I'm just kind of reading a book on a mat. That's where I sleep.
On the floor?
Yeah.
Oh, sad. This guy is so sad.
So sad, right? And then I plug in my iPhone, whatever. I have a phone, right?
Samsung. Samsung.
Okay. Gotta be Samsung? All right, Samsung. I plug in my Samsung.
Chinatown.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
Does it matter what kind of TV I'm looking at? Or
Toshiba.
Toshiba. Yeah.
A tube TV, no less. Right. Like an old tube, not a flat screen.
So I assume just by your thinking,
correct.
I'm wearing a kimono.
100%. What else would you be wearing at your house?
So just, all right.
Out in public, you have street clothes.
Kimono, I have a sword.
A sword. And your hair is in a bun. Must be. And what's in it? What's holding your hair up?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks, that's correct.
Oh, you racist fuck. All right.
Come on. Let's get back to where we want to be.
All right. For some reason, I'm wearing regular clothes.
You're wearing regular clothes at the liquor store.
But when I get home, there's got even montage where I put the kimono on. I put the chopsticks in my hair.
People will love it.
People love it. I have a Samsung, Toshiba.
Samsung phone or Toshiba TV.
TV, right?
Right.
Oh shit!
Okay,
right?
So you're slurping your noodles, then you lay on your mat.
I lay on my bamboo mat.
Your bamboo mat.
Bamboo mat, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then I wake up.
Right.
On an island.
You wake up. You wake up. It's crawling out of sand.
Crawling out of sand.
Yes. Naked. Butt naked.
Butt naked.
Yeah.
Right. How about? I still have the chopsticks in my hair.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we need to have you have materials to use.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
For some reason, I still have the bun.
Perfect.
With the chopstick in my hair. Right? I come out. Right.
Yes.
Oh, and you're completely naked, right?
And it's the brutal day of this. It's the sun. It's bright.
Right.
It's
all of a sudden, your character, mm-hmm. digs out, right? And you're wearing like a green suit, like a leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Like a leprechaun.
and where my penis is a little pot of gold. A little tiny pot of gold with coins going right. spilling over.
So you're wearing a leprechaun ostrich. Okay.
I work in finance. I wear suits, but I went to right, bed. But I
when
wake
you go
up.
To bed, you, when you go to home, you drink Irish whiskey.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
You wear the green leprechaun.
I wear it, right. and I do a jig.
Right.
And I jig myself to sleep. All right, how about this? Look, okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All,
oh,
the,
shit.
All of the bullshit aside, right. we both wake up on the island.
No,
we're both butt
naked. Are we keeping that stuff in or no? That's just a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
But it could be fun.
Okay, be
we're
fun.
Both
okay.
butt naked. We wake up on the island. We
wake up on the island.
And you yeah. and I are ready to fight because we don't know how this happened. Did you do this to me?
Like, no, of course. That's not going to. We're both coming out of holes. I'm not going to go.
But I thought.
Did you put me in this hole, bury me, and then put a hole, you put yourself in a hole and bury yourself?
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
That's the logic.
That's not the logic. when we both come out, we're just going to be like, we were both buried.
What happened? We're trying to explain what happened. So what's going on?
That could be a twist at the end where it turns out that you did do it all.
Shh. We'll leave it for later.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Correct. So we jump out of the hole.
Yeah, we jump out of the hole.
We're
right?
freaked out. We're
of
panicked.
Of course we are.
We have no idea what's going on. Where and are we?
Oh, you always say something like, who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, you're right. That's the dialogue. Who are you? Who are you? You're right. And we kind of calm down. We try to calm down. I go, all right, so my name is Yoshi. Am I Yoshi?
Yoshi.
Yoshi, right?
And I'm?
Yeah.
Lucky.
Lucky. I'm not Yoshi.
I'm Lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have to have accents?
For this, we should.
I'm a Yoshi.
How funny it would be if I had the Asian accent, you had the Irish accent.
No, I can't do it. Don't make me. Don't make me.
I'm Lucky.
I'm Yoshi.
I'm Lucky, what Yoshi.
Doing? What are we doing here?
I wouldn't even get to the first fucking scene.
Right. So.
So Yoshi and Lucky.
Right.
So now they bonded together.
Well, now, let's be real. Let's be real about it.
Okay,
all
we're
jokes
real.
Aside.
We're
right,
back.
Right?
We're back. We're back.
So, you know, is there a third?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, washing up ashore is a woman badly hurt, bleeding, right? Uh-huh. And it washed up ashore. It's rude, okay?
No, let's cut that.
Cut.
There's
rewind
a,
it. It's gone.
Let's cut that out. Okay, so in this island, it's not a big island.
Very small.
It's maybe, what, a half a mile around?
Not even. Quarter mile around.
Quarter mile
Very
around,
small.
Right? But there is, in the middle of the island, it is dense. There's trees and
thick.
Whatnot. Thick.
Very thick.
But there is a path.
Right.
Right. You and I, you go, it's so hot out here.
We have to get, I'm going
to. We have to get covered.
I'm going to get sunburned.
You're gonna, yeah, you're almost not in flames.
I'm done.
Right. And I go, all right, so let's, I found a trail. We go on the trail in the middle of this island.
Yeah.
You see like a little tiny, like a hill, like a stony kind of a hill.
Yes, I see it.
But in the middle of the, right, is a statue of her.
But it's been there for a long time, 10,000 years. And it's old. It's
not
weathered.
Even just old. It's like it's her a statue like this, right? Her eyes are black.
Black.
Right? And there's red blood tears.
Right there.
Right. Blood tears. Right? And obviously she has knives.
Two knives like this.
Two knives like this.
And she's staring. But by the way.
Yeah, she's like this, right?
Right.
Blood tear like this and just like that.
And staring off straight through
and,
the distance.
There's like a little message underneath.
What does it say? I can't read it.
I don't know. What does it say? It says,
those that sleep will die first.
Right. Something like that.
Those that sleep will die first.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I can't go to bed.
We can't. The whole goal of this horror movie
yeah.
is you and I can't sleep.
We can't sleep.
Keep each other up.
Keep each other awake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know what happens when you don't get sleep?
What?
You have delusion. You hallucinate.
Right.
Right?
You also get horny.
You're super horny.
You know, because you start getting delusional, right?
Yes.
You start getting real horny.
There is a sex scene.
Yeah.
There has to be a sex scene.
Right, so.
I wake up with your dick in my mouth and you're like, I'm just trying to keep you awake. I don't want you to die.
All right, so here we go. Let's go back.
By the way, what a good device. We can't go to bed. We realize. And so first of all, we read it. Those that sleep will die first. I go,
yeah.
This is bullshit. You know, yeah. Stupid, right?
Yeah.
Can't be true. But the first night, we both are like, fuck, what if it's true?
Yeah.
So we decide.
Maybe that the sleep, could it be more of a thing as like, you know, at nightfall, right?
Huh?
Don't be on the ground.
Yeah. But we would just build a canopy and then that would be good.
Right. So you and I are always – so check it out. Yeah. You and I build a canopy.
Yes.
Right? Amongst the trees.
Yeah.
Like a platform, right? And then we're laying down trying to go to sleep. But then we hear things below us. No, just like
– Oh.
Right? A creature and different things.
That's like an old guy.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like an old man down there.
Yeah. Right? And we're just, I mean, we're naked. We're naked, right?
Of course.
You don't have the green suit. That was gone.
Yeah, no.
And we woke up naked.
We woke up butt naked. In the holes, right? Butt naked.
So you and I are completely naked, imagine, right? On these platforms we built, right? Maybe we're, I say, it's not high enough.
Oh, we'll have to build it higher in the morning. Don't talk loud because I hear you.
Right, something like that. That's something like that.
I can't hear you.
Something like that, right?
I like that.
But then we hear her too. What's her noise? You make a noise. Oh my God. Fuck.
And you know what? We can't tell where it's coming from. Because I'm like, it's coming from over there. And you're like, it's coming from over there.
Fuck, dude.
It's surround sound. Do it again.
Oh, fuck, shit. Dude. Right? Yeah.
What is it?
Do we suck each other's dick then?
Yes.
First night.
The film critics are like, it was a brilliant idea. They kept blowing each other the whole movie.
I forget to suck dick. So we wake up the next day.
Pete's writing down. They start blow each other to make it go away. This is the only way to make the sound stop.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right, so
here's the deal. I do like the device that we're not supposed to sleep, right?
Yeah, okay. Because, but so you don't like the platform thing?
No, I do. But like, we can make it say like, those that sleep first die first. Those that touch ground. Make it like a bunch of rules.
All right, so don't sleep. Okay. Right, and like, then the touch ground.
They who sleep first dies first. Yeah. They who touch at ground nightfall, at nightfall, those dies, on ground will die. Die. Like, and the last different one rules. Has to be, one rule has to be.
Not only, so you can't sleep, you have to be above ground.
At nightfall.
You can't make noise.
During the day, all day?
No, at night.
So this is all nighttime stuff. Yeah. Correct. Okay, good.
Right? So it's like, imagine now.
Not a peep
you
shall
and
be
I are
spoken.
Completely naked.
Yeah.
Up above ground.
Cannot say a word.
Like this. And we hear all these crazy noises.
Yeah.
And we just have to look at each other. Yeah. And then at some part, maybe your leg is hurt.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I cover your mouth. You know how they do that? So you don't make noise. Don't.
Yeah, like something fell from a tree.
Cut
my leg
like
open.
A spiky coconut. Yeah, a spiky coconut fell from the tree, yeah. Right? Hit your leg, right? It's blood squirt like an artery, right? And I take like a strip of leaves or something. Yeah. I try to make a tourniquet.
Right.
But I cover your mouth.
And the whole time I'm like...
Yeah.
And then I bite your fingers because it hurts so much. And then I cover your mouth.
Cover my mouth, right?
Right?
Yeah. I'm covering your mouth.
You're
covering my mouth. Right?
I'm covering your mouth.
I'm spraying blood because you bit me.
Right.
Right? And your leg for the spiky coconut. Right. Right? And we're just... Right? And that's all night long.
All night long.
But then once the dawn helps, we're excited. Soon as we see the sunlight, we go... Oh,
I can't do this.
I'm tired.
I can't do this.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Right. So, this is good. This is really good.
Really good. So,
by the way, just as a side note, what would be funny is if you were pinching your butt because you had to let out a fart, you know?
It's not a comedy, though.
Sorry, you're
it's
right. Go
broad,
on.
It's a too broad comedy thing. Yeah.
But very funny.
We'll put that in it. Maybe third night we'll do that.
We'll get it as scripted. We'll do one for us. We'll do a couple alts.
Yeah, because we do try. We have to eat.
Okay, so here's the next day. So we made it through night one.
Our first conversation after night one should be this. We got to get water.
We have to get food and water.
That's the most important.
Yeah, because we already
built
the shelter.
And we got to get the fuck out of here. I think getting the fuck out of here is number one.
Well, we have to see where we are.
Food and water, right?
Food and water, first. Yeah.
But if that's island...
You build a help sign out of rocks, right? And you said... You have to write help in the sand in case if a plane flies over.
Okay.
That's what everybody does.
All right.
Yes.
Why do I have to do the hard shit?
It's stones.
It just feels like I have to pick up rock and then make a help.
I'll do it.
You know, that's going to take all day. I haven't eaten or drank in a while. Why do I get that job?
This is the conversation on the island.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. All right, what do I do?
You have to find us food.
Okay.
Now, do you want to write Help in Rocks or find his food?
I'll find his food.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So because I'd rather go, like, I think I'm better at maybe going in the ocean with a spear.
Sure.
And I'd find fish.
You fashion a spear, but you get out there, and guess what?
What?
No fish.
Just sharks.
Sharks. All we are on an island surrounded by
great whites.
No, what are the most dangerous ones? Not great.
The megalodon sharks.
Yeah,
that's where they come from. That island.
By the way,
island's called Megalodon.
Oh,
Megalodon Island.
And on the other side of the island,
right,
is where they birth. So that's where all their eggs are. Right.
That's where I go.
That's where you go to get food.
To get eggs.
You think we can eat a megalodon?
Yeah, megalodon egg.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah.
That's our plan. So I come back. Right. You haven't even made H yet.
No,
it's like 8 hours in, and you just one line of the H.
I'm into.
And I'm like, we have that argument. Like, that's all you got is half an H.
There's not that many stones. There's not that many stones on the island,
right? And then you're gonna go, where's the food?
Where's the food?
I'm sorry, but it's not my fault that we're on Megalodon Island, and there's fucking 52,000 megalodons in the ocean. They'll fucking eat me.
You take me over there.
Then I say,
yeah.
But check it out, man. I was watching them go around the island, right? I know where their eggs are, brother.
Well, perfect. Omelets. Megalodon omelets.
Have you ever had one?
No, but I can't wait to.
Yeah. So, hey, but let me ask you something. But Megalodon would have like, they wouldn't have eggs.
No, but
it's kind of like caviar, but big.
We have to have a creature that makes eggs. Because sharks don't have eggs. They just come out as little sharks. So whatever we make in the ocean, it has to make eggs.
There is no fucking creature in the ocean that makes it.
We make it up.
Yeah, but then we have to explain the science behind it.
The whole thing isn't real. No, we don't. How do we get on the aisle? Who cares? We're making it up.
Let me ask you something. Do turtles make eggs?
Yes.
That's what we have.
Turtles.
Gigantic.
Killer turtles.
Killer turtles.
Killer turtles.
That's what it is.
Blue Chew.
Oh, my God. I love Blue Chew, Andrew.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, it's been a crazy year. I feel like, it's been a little tough, but we're making it out. And if you're feeling like
this
you're getting
really
older.
This stuff really works, by the way.
It works.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at the fraction of the cost.
That's right, baby. Their tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. You use Blue Chew. I've used it a few times, but you use it a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Do you ever just use it when you're not going
to? I use it just to do it.
Just to have it.
I really just use it to see if it works, and then it works.
And then you know you can use it later.
Yeah. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package.
That's right. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. If you don't like swallowing pills, the best part is, they're chewable, baby.
Mm-hmm.
They're chewable tablets made in the USA. They prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than going to a pharmacy. Bob, could you benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform?
All the time.
All the time, baby. If you need to get it a little bit more solid, a little bit more blood flow, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free. Use that promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code
BADFRIENDS
to receive your first month free. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS to receive your first month free. Try BlueChew for free when you use the promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring this pod.
Bespoke Post.
Oh, do you love adventure?
I like getting outdoors. I love the adventure.
Yeah, I love this box of awesome collections because it's for guys.
Yes.
And it's guaranteed to upgrade your life. I got tenting equipment.
Yes, you did. You got some outdoor equipment. I got myself some whiskey decanters, and we gave old Rudy Jules got herself a knife. She got two knives.
She loves the
actually,
knives.
And the Bespoke Post Box of Awesome. They only send guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered.
Like from style and grooming goods to like
barware, cooking tools,
outdoor gear. Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I really did like the box that they sent to us. The best part is they only cost $45, but has over $70 worth
of
stuff.
You also like
inside.
Take a quiz at theboxofawesome.com, and your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you.
Yeah, and they release
new
boxes.
It's great for gifts.
It is really cool.
Yeah, it's easy
very
for
cool.
gifts.
So try it out. You will like this. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Code BADFRIENDS for 20% off your first box. That's
like,
right.
Okay. You're making the H, right?
I'm on top.
I'm in the water, right?
Yeah.
And imagine the scene. I'm in the water, and you see a turtle come toward me, right?
And you think it's cute.
My face is like this.
Turtle.
Yeah, because, you know, I love turtles, right?
Yeah.
And you know, who doesn't love a turtle?
I love them.
And you know how you're, right? And then you see the turtle, it opens its mouth, and it has like, yeah.
Just
right,
rows of teeth.
And it's. Right, and I'm swimming back onto the right. I get on the aisle, back on the beach, right, and I realize there's like 50,000 of them in the water,
swarming around now.
And I'm running towards you.
What happened?
That's how I would do it, right?
What happened?
Oh, you can't believe it.
What? What's out there?
Dude, fuck. I was mad. I was trying to find fish for a fucking turtle, dude. And then...
Turtles? You're scared of turtles?
They're not normal, dude. You go out there.
I will. All
right. Right. Then you go out there, right?
And I get bitten by a turtle.
You get bit by one.
Yes.
Right.
So now they've tasted our blood.
Our blood.
So now they're ready.
Now you fucking believe me.
Now I do believe you, of course.
But then I go, hey, I was watching some National Geographic.
Yes.
In my little squalor place in Chinatown when I wear my kimono.
Your kimono like, Chinatown apartment.
The television.
On Toshiba?
Television, right? I was watching this National Geographic about turtles, right? Obviously, it was, you know, in Chinese, you know what I mean?
Correct.
So I subtitled, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so they lay eggs on the beach, bro.
What? We have to find where they lay eggs?
Yeah. So I don't know if you can make omelets out of their eggs.
We're going to try.
But we're going to give it a go.
So we hunt.
So we look around, we dig, dig, and we find some.
We find their eggs.
We find a couple.
But?
There's no frying pan. There's no frying pan. How the fuck are we going to make this shit?
Right.
We don't have fire either.
Today we make fire. We grab the eggs, okay?
No, I do what Rocky did.
What? You just eat it raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you put a hole on top. There's a scene like that. There's a scene where I crack it, right?
And you're drinking.
But then what comes out is like
blood.
Like black ooze blood.
It's black.
This is not no normal.
No, when you open up, it's like asphalt. Like when asphalt's liquidized, you know, and it's like super
it's like
thick.
It's like balut.
It's balut.
It's turtle balut.
Turtle balut.
Right? I open it up and there's an eye in it going Right? We're like, oh, we can't eat these.
It's alive.
We can't eat these.
Right.
So then, but now the sun's right. Sun's going down.
We still have no food.
No food. Nothing.
No
this
fire.
Is the first day, right? And we get in a little fight. Like, you fucking only do half age, right? Half of the age, right? Right. And then we gotta get back on the right.
Right.
We climb back up, and then another night of.
But what happens that night? Tropical. A thunderstorm.
What?
Tsunami. A tsunami is coming. A tsunami is coming. We can feel. The winds pick up.
So we can't talk though. We can't even explain what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're just kind of.
And guess what? When we get back to work.
Like we communicate with our eyes. Right? So we're like laying there
now
naked.
Now it's become the room.
And your eye, you're looking at me with that. What are you saying with your eyes? Which is what?
I'm horny.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick.
That's
right?
Every night scene.
Yeah. What if this? What if I read your eyes? What if I read that your eyes were saying, I'm horny, but I'm reading it wrong, and I just start sucking your dick?
I said I'm hungry.
Yeah, and the next day, you're like, why'd you suck my dick?
I thought you said you were horny. But I can't say anything when you're doing it. I'm just right? like. This movie's diverting.
Right.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
If someone in our fan group has a good ending to this, because we've laid out a lot of tracks here.
Yeah.
This is good tracks, don't you think?
Pretty good tracks, yeah.
Someone has to help us finish this movie, because I think right now, we're close.
We got to end it, because what we do, let's do one more day.
Okay.
We go one more day.
3 days.
Go 3 days. All right, next day, we're like, okay, we have
okay,
no water.
Okay, we're starving.
We have no food, right?
Thirsty.
So here's the deal, dude.
We're delusional.
And let's be real.
Yeah, no sleep.
There's got to be something about the statue.
So we go back to the statue.
We have to go back to the statue, and there's got to be a fucking something there that's going to give us a clue how to get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Right?
On the other side of the statue is Braille. And I said, my mom was blind. I can read Braille. Right?
Right.
So I read the Braille, and it says a limerick along the lines of, we need to get beneath the island to save our own lives. So we start digging, right?
Wow.
We need to get beneath the island to save our lives.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe not that. Is you mean maybe not that.
Can I finish the joke?
Okay, go on.
And we dig all the way to China. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What does it say?
Well, and then that's why I have the chopsticks still in my hair.
We dig all the way to China.
With the chopsticks. That's why I have it.
That's it. No, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it say on the back of there? What does the statue have to do? We have to do something with the statue.
Yeah, something the statue... maybe the statue's...
Are we doing like a sword in the stone
thing? No, like maybe I realize you can turn it.
Oh, you lean against it frustrated.
Oh, like, yeah, like, right? And it kind of turns.
Very Indiana Jones of us.
Yeah, let's not do that. Okay. Let's just go... It's circular on a little fucking platform.
How about
thing.
This? You get mad at it. Yeah. You get mad and you pick up a coconut.
A spiky one.
And you throw a spiky coconut.
Yeah, yeah.
And boom, and then her arm... And you're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? And then it maybe there's a little cliff on the left.
Right.
And it opens up a door.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there's like stairs that lead down.
Yes, we go in.
We have to.
We have to. We go in. And it's a big spiral, looping spiral.
It's, you know what it is?
Huh?
We have to, it takes 12 hours. It's like 12 miles.
To the center of the earth.
Not to the center. No, we're not going to China.
I want to go to China.
No, we're not going. We're going to China in another movie.
Okay, fine.
All right. Oh, we go to China. We walk all the way down.
Yeah.
We finally get to the bottom.
Yeah.
And what's there?
What's there?
Jules.
Jules is there.
Yeah.
What are you doing there, Jules? What do you look like there? What does the scene look
She's
like
sleeping.
To you?
That's what she always
no
does.
No shit. Yeah. But, you're
sleeping, but with a lot of dead bodies.
Oh wow. How many?
Thousand.
There's a thousand. Imagine.
It's a lot of extras.
Thousand. Yeah. Oh, that's a lot.
Can we just do 100?
Can we do 100 because it's a low
budget? It's easier for the low budget.
It's a low budget thing. Or we could, you know, we could use 10 and CGI.
CGI the rest.
Right. Or the rest and just double.
We'll figure out which
one's
cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's just say 100.
Let's say 100 for now. Yeah, yeah. So you're sleeping and you're surrounded by 100 dead bodies, right? Mm-hmm. Do we wake you up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you say to us?
No.
What?
She's sleeping on a slab of a concrete slab.
No. She's sleeping on bodies.
Okay, she's sleeping on the
bodies.
How do we not know? How do we know who's who then?
What do you mean?
Oh, it goes to the top, and she's just on top.
Yes,
like she's like a cherry
King
on
of
top
the
of
hill.
A sundae.
King of the hill. Yeah.
All right, so she's on top of this gigantic sundae body,
but she looks remarkably comfortable.
Yeah, like or maybe she's not even slaying. She's sitting Indian style,
and she's
right, and she's like the statue. She's got the knives.
Oh my God.
She's like the statue.
She's like the statue.
She's like the statue. She Perfect. Has blood in her eyes.
Right.
Right. And she's just sitting there like this, right?
And slowly her eyes open.
No. What we do is.
No.
No, we go. No. Because that's not.
I know.
You know, you and go I go. Ahead. We go. We have to figure out. What I would say maybe is go.
We would whisper first of all.
We got to figure out what all these people did wrong.
What did they do wrong and how do we not do that?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because there's something that they did.
Well, we can't ask them because they're all fucking.
They're dead. I understand that. We have to figure out what there's clues.
Okay. Well, okay.
Right?
All right.
So we look and we go, maybe, you know what we do? You know what we see?
Yeah.
We look at the walls around in this thing, right?
Right.
Staircase, but there's a wall, right?
Of course.
And we see fingernails, people trying to climb up this thing.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
They would have used the stairs.
Stairs,
though.
Yeah.
They would have used the stairs.
When we get to the bottom?
Yeah.
The stairs go away.
Disappear.
They go away.
There we go. Now we can
the
go.
Stairs are gone.
God, there we go. Thank you so for helping me with
you got
that
it,
fucking
you got it,
that
you
device.
Got it.
Okay, so
the stairs are gone.
Yeah.
They've
stairs
just
are gone now.
Removed themselves.
Right, so we can't even fucking cuz we would run out anyway. Like 100%. As soon as we saw her up there, we would right. go back up. We
can't.
Would run up the stairs 12
we
miles. Yeah,
we
yeah,
cannot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gone.
So the guard got now we see fingernails. Uh-huh. People trying to these dudes imagine people dudes have been doing this for thousands of years.
By the way, it's all dudes.
It's all guys. And no
women.
Half of them
men.
Are fat Asian guys.
Yes, and
half,
and half
of
them
are
redheaded
guys. Right?
Yeah.
So there's got to be something there, too.
That's the
right?
pattern.
Right?
Right.
And then what happens?
Where? What is? Do you have something in your brain? What do you do? What do you want from us? Mm-hmm. I want her to wake up. I want her eyes to slowly open. Her eyes open.
She eyes up. And she must say something.
Right.
Yeah.
You've made it this far.
You made it this far.
You say that.
You've made it this far.
Yeah. in order for you to survive.
In order for you to survive.
Fuck. Right? Fuck. Jesus. And then you're going to say, you must solve this riddle.
You must solve this riddle.
Yes.
Okay, give us a riddle. Give us a riddle.
Give us a riddle.
If I... if I had 10 bunnies...
If I had 10...
10 what?
Bunnies.
If I had 10 bunnies...
If you had 10 bunnies...
I think you said Ted Bundy.
Yeah, just 10 bunnies.
If I had 10 bunnies...
Finish it.
And... Andrew took 9.
She knows my name.
She knows your name. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go 1.
You're dead right away.
I'm dead. Oh, that's not okay. So if I had, you had 10 bunnies, Andrew took 9. Mm-hmm. Give me the finish it.
How many does Bobby have?
1. That's not
wrong.
It.
No.
No.
Because I took 9, she kept 1. You have none.
0. I'd be dead.
You'd be dead.
So no, how about this? You say if I had 9 bunnies, Andrew took 9, right? I took 1. You say I took 1, right?
Can I wrap this up a better way?
Go ahead.
She says, only 1 gets to leave. You must fight each other to the death. But we've bonded. We've sucked each other's dicks.
3 nights in a row.
Back to back to
without
back.
Even saying anything. We just kind of looked at each other. You know what I mean? Through our own.
So we don't know if we really want to kill each other. Like, can we do this?
Right.
Right?
And then, you know what I would do?
We start sucking each other's dicks. No, sorry.
No, but when we find out when we actually have to, because these 2 swords drop. Right. Right?
For the 2 swords she's holding. Sword,
yeah, the 2 swords, they come out.
No,
right.
She goes like this.
Yeah.
And they land right at her feet. Right.
And once I realize, you know what I mean, I have to fight you to the death, right? I'll probably do 1, like, fun glance at your penis.
And
I go like this. I go,
and then we cut into my penis. We cut into my penis and cut up, and then you go wink.
Yeah.
Then we know.
Yeah.
Check this out. We grab the swords, and we're both like, "I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry."
Here's a twist.
Yeah.
The twist is this.
Yeah.
We both look like we're gonna attack each other.
Right.
But we somehow know to attack her.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
No. We start fighting.
People are watching.
We start fighting.
Yeah.
We start fighting.
Okay, we start fighting.
As we're fighting in the middle of it,
yeah.
I'm giving you the eyes with the eye communication that we have.
Yeah, but I don't know if your eyes are saying suck my dick or attack fucking her.
I know,
but
you learn. We learn. So we're fighting. We're fighting. And right, as we're fighting, I'm giving you the eyes towards her.
Oh, right.
Right?
Are you sure that or that?
And I go like this. And as we're fighting with swords, check it out.
Yeah.
And I go like this. I go, yeah. I go, one,
dude.
Two. We let go of our swords,
right?
And it crosses through her.
Oh!
And she goes, "You." What do you say?
You bitches.
You bitches.
She calls us a bitches. She disintegrates into sand,
and all 1,000
of the bodies
they come alive.
Come alive. Oh. A bunch of Luckies and Yoshis.
Yeah, they're all
a bunch of guys going, what happened? How did I get here?
What is going on around here?
What happened? How did I get here? What's going on? What's happening to me?
I was watching my Toshiba TV out of nowhere. You know what I mean? And then.
But we're still super down.
Check it out.
Yeah?
That's the horror part of it.
We're trapped?
Yeah, the stairs are gone.
Right.
She's gone.
Yeah.
But there's no way up.
We have to get on each other's shoulders.
No, that's not what would happen. If there's how many? If there's fucking 500 redheaded Andrews.
And 500
right? We are all going to suck each other's dick.
That's the finale.
It's an orgy.
The finale is an
orgy.
It's
like an orgy.
Right, and a disco ball comes down.
Right, it's great. I've got 2 red dicks, right? I have another Yoshi sucking my dick, right? And it's, yeah.
It becomes a gay nightclub.
It's a gay nightclub.
Right.
Right. That's good.
I like it.
It's a good movie. Write it.
Dear Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Fund us.
What's the movie called?
Sucking Dick. I don't know.
What was it called? Because Turtle.
Well, Turtle Island is.
I like turtles. What's it called? It's called.
Well, what could be a good play on like a gay nightclub bar scene name with turtles involved on an island?
No, but that's. I don't want to give anything away.
We won't.
The
It'll just be like a nod.
Right.
You know? Like, okay, you know, in gay
Suck the turtle.
No, that's that sounds pretty on the nose.
Turtle suck?
You know, in the gay community,
like, you know, sucker punch.
In the gay community, there's a bottom, you know, like a top and a bottom. Oh, yeah. So it's called the bottom
turtle.
Bottom of Turtle Bay?
The bottom of Turtle Island.
The bottom of Turtle Island? The bottoms of Turtle Island.
The bottoms of Turtle Island. That's what it's called.
The bottoms
of Turtle Island.
See, that's like great.
But I want,
and it's got so many double entendre because it means the bottom of the gay community. It also means the bottom of the bottom when we go down.
Right.
The bottom.
I want
of
people
Turtle
listening
Island.
To this right now. You got to make movie posters.
Have to make a bottoms of Turtle Island,
and maybe, you know, maybe animate some of it. Somebody.
I would love that.
I would love it. It's a good movie.
Look at what Pete actually wrote this. There's a mass dick sucking.
Oh my
god! He wrote
god.
Like six pages of this.
That's amazing. That's. I felt like we talked more than that.
He took good notes.
Okay, good.
We rambled pretty heavily.
Yeah. We recorded. We have it recorded.
Yeah.
So Pete, go back into our transcript and just, you know what I mean?
Andres, you want your directing debut with Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee? You got it, kiddo.
I think this is the best movie I've heard. The best pitch.
This is a really good pitch.
Imagine if we made. I mean, I know it's dumb. And it's not going to work.
Why would
imagine if we made this
but
movie
why
now.
Couldn't we make something so dumb?
This is so, I mean, this is so dumb. I would love to try.
How much fun would we have making this movie?
Yeah, I mean, I would do the whole thing. Put the chopsticks in my head. I 100%. Mean, you know how many bad reviews we'd get?
But it'd be they would
what?
Every review will be
bad. It would get 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
And then it would be a cult classic. And then they'd be playing us at movie theaters all over the country. People want.
But no, but here's the thing. People know that we made it up on a podcast on the spot.
Yeah, so it's great.
And the absurdity of us actually making it could be the thing.
I would love to make this movie.
Wow.
We could just go do it at Catalina Island, by the way.
The
we
bottoms
could go
of
shoot
Turtle Island.
The bottoms of Turtle Island.
The bottoms of Turtle. The bottoms of Turtle Island.
I really love that. The bottoms of Turtle Island.
Yeah, I like that.
You guys are in? Andres, do you like that?
Absolutely.
Would you direct it, Andres?
Yeah.
The one thing I'm worried about is her fees and all that stuff. Like, you know, she's going to want the biggest trailer. She's going to complain about Crafty.
Oh, my God. She's going to be, like, the worst. I want a double trailer. The one that Will Smith has with the bed.
I want two of those.
Two of those?
I want one for day shoots, one for night shoots.
Yeah. And I'm not, you know that when you make the statue, you're not going to do, what do they call it, a cast my body?
No. No.
You're going to get a double for that. Cause I'm
You're
going to
get a double for me. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and then...
Your demands are so heavy, dude.
Heavy.
I don't even know if we can... We'll have to, like, get someone that, you know, I don't know, could do...
No, I can sleep on the island.
Oh.
I don't need a trailer.
You don't? Yeah, she's from an island.
Oh, right. That's your use
for
this.
Yeah, just go in the tree.
Did anything like this happen in the Philippines?
A bit.
Yeah. I think some of this stuff might have happened, right?
Yeah.
Lucky gives Yoshi...
I gotta tell you this. I hope this movie does kind of come together in some degree.
I haven't laughed so hard in so long.
I mean, that was so what I a mean, fun. I just, you know what's so fun about doing that?
What?
I see it in my head.
I see
the island.
I see the movie. I see the island.
I see it.
You know, the grim. I don't know why we're picked. Why redheads?
I would say we have to have a twist that shows why we were chosen, not because it's redheads and. And eight, no, by the way, those guys down there, it's just us. It's like other.
I got it right here.
Okay.
We put a shining moment in it where it's a little confusing and people don't know why. So basically what happens is, right, mm-hmm. we're in there. We kill the goddess or whatever. And we're all.
Goddess?
We're all downstairs. We're all like whatever she is, right? The demon, right?
The demon.
And we're all sucking each other's dick down in the bottom of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it cuts to. Right? My liquor store. The one I work at.
And?
Right? Or it cuts to my house. My little squalor. And the camera just kind of slowly moves through my house. Right?
Right.
And it zooms in where the Toshiba television is. Right next to it is a frame of a photo.
And?
Of you, me, and her. Right? Just, you know what I mean? We're just playing in the
Cabo
park,
or something.
Cabo Park, right? Yeah. And it zooms in, right?
Yeah.
And it's us that we knew each other. And the audience thinks, what the fuck?
Right.
What is that?
What is that?
And I want people to, you know, talk about it.
Let them make it up.
Right, on the internet. Maybe they'll do a documentary about that photo, right?
That
explaining,
photo.
Right?
Yeah.
Something mysterious like
that. I like
it. Do you like that?
Can I give one more?
Go ahead. Yeah, something like that.
Can I give one more?
Yeah.
The liquor store that you work in, you're a stock boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So after the orgy party, whatever, right? We cut back to New York. We go back.
Yeah.
to the stock room.
Yeah.
Right?
The stock room.
Where I work. Where you work.
Yeah.
And there's a little young Korean boy who's being taught by the owner to stock.
Right. You know?
Another one in the cycle.
Right.
We got to go back to my job.
And the guy goes, you want this job? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your new name is Yoshi.
But that's not my name at all. My name is Mark.
No, I know, but to work here, your name is Yoshi.
Yoshi, right. Right.
He's like, okay.
Okay. And the way it's got to tie together is.
Put this chopstick in your hair.
Right. He's like, God, this is really racist.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, trust me.
Trust me, yeah.
Trust me light. Mm-hmm. Sugarfish. Sorry.
Okay.
That's very funny.
I know. So, okay. So go back to?
Nozawa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So wait, time out. It has to all tie in.
That's inside joke.
Wait, it has to all tie in. All
right.
It has to all tie in. So it's got to be either I work or, we have to open with my job being shitty too.
We didn't do that. We'll do that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cut back.
In the beginning of the movie, right? We're writing it right now.
We both work and live in dingy, sad, fucked up, disgusting
places. Right, you work
places.
At like a, you know, a pub.
But I'm in the basement. I'm the stock boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm changing the kegs.
Yeah, all that stuff. You have a shitty pub job.
And the pub is right next door.
Right.
To the liquor store.
To the liquor store.
You work at a liquor store? Or don't you work at a Chinese food place? I feel like you do.
No, liquor store.
Are you sure it's not a Chinese food place?
Liquor store.
Because when I see the pub, right next door is a
Chinese. All right. I work at a Chinese place. All right. Perfect.
Right?
Chinese restaurant.
And the landlord of the buildings.
Yeah. Right.
Is her.
Right. So this is what you do.
Yeah.
This is what you do.
Got it.
This is what you do.
I forget can see it in your eyes.
Now you can see it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Right.
Go ahead.
So after the orgy in the bottom of the thing, right? We cut to now, right? A camera moving into the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Right. And it goes like there's a cashier. And there's a busy restaurant, people are coming in and out,
yes.
right? And it goes and there's a photo of her on the thing. Right? On the wall.
On the wall.
Like she owns it.
Right.
And it goes back into, right? The pub.
Right.
And it zooms in on a photo, but she has red hair now, but the same face.
Same face, red hair.
Right.
And she's the owner.
She owns it. Yeah.
Rosie McCann.
Yeah, McCann, yes.
Rosie McCann.
Yeah.
And then Rosie McCann is the owner here. This is what she's trying to tell us. We're right next door to each other. We've never met. We literally, cinematically, how pretty. You'd see the
first. There's a moral to the story?
Hold on.
Okay.
You'd see, like, look at how cinematically this would play, Andres.
Yeah.
You see us and you see everyone partying in the bar and you see everyone eating in the Chinese food restaurant and you zoom down, you know, like when you can go down to another floor.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But it's the same scene.
Mm.
And below in the floor, that's where you're working in a dingy thing and you suck down there and everything is shitty and sad.
Yeah.
And I'm down and we're literally one wall separated.
I got something better.
And Rosie McCann owns both.
What about this?
And Rosie Chan owns yours.
After the orgy in the bar.
Tran.
Right?
Yeah.
It says 5 years ago. So now we're going back.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
We're going back and you and I were on a bus.
Like a Greyhound bus?
Yeah. No, we were on like a bus, city bus.
Oh, okay. City bus.
You're in one, you know, seat. I'm in the other seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm reading, you know what I mean? My book, you know what I mean? Dumplings or whatever it is, right? How to make dumplings, right? And, you know what I mean? We have this look. You look at me and I look at you in the bus.
Yeah.
And we don't actually, you know what I mean?
Are we gay?
I don't think so.
A lot of this stuff is us being gay. we should be at some point.
I don't think we are.
Okay.
But there was a moment, right, 5 years ago, right, that we should have sucked each other's
dick. It never happened.
It's a lesson or something, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, right.
She just wanted us to meet.
Right.
That's all this was.
That's all it was, right?
Are we ever going to explain how we ended up waking up on the island naked?
No.
Oh, wait. The comedy version?
Yeah.
We cut to like in the end credits. It's literally Rosie McCann comes downstairs and she's like, you know, you had to change the Guinness keg and you didn't do it again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, Rosie. And then poof, she hits me on the head and I pass out. And then someone comes down to Yoshi.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't, you know, you haven't filled all the fortune cookies
yet. No. It takes away from the...
Hit you on the head.
No. It takes away from the the scary aspects of it.
The mystery.
Yeah, I think, because you have to remember, we wake up on an island buried, naked, out of nowhere. This is not like... When we, like in the beginning of the movie, when we go to sleep, right? Mm-hmm. We both go to sleep, right? We're an hour later, we're in the middle of the Pacific in some fucking island.
Right.
Right? So it's that, like, mysterious.
Rosie McCann and mine and Rosie Chan and yours.
Yes.
And it's the exact same girl. It's her.
Same person. Right.
Right, but a different colored hair, different look.
Yeah.
This is good. I like the movie.
It's still called The Bottoms of Turtle Island, right?
Are we going to end on the orgy?
No, because we have the cutaway scene.
5 years.
Either... We can do two things. We either do the panning into the thing, seeing Rosie's photo.
Right.
Or we can do both. We do that, right? We pan, right? And then 8 years ago, you and I were on a bus, right? Or maybe even younger.
Something fell out of your pocket, and I picked it up for you, and I handed it to you.
Right, and we kind of, you hand it to me, and we kind of touch fingers.
Right.
But we touch fingers a little too long.
Right.
Right, so, you know, I dropped something, and we, this is how long we did touch fingers, right? You hand it to me, and there's a little bit of this. Just like three little things like this. And I go, and I kind of, and I do a smile. And it's your
now
stop.
You do a little chuckle. Pull your hand away and do a chuckle. It's like too much. Like, too big. Tone it down.
Sorry,
tone it down. Too obvious.
Sorry, my bad. Right?
Too
right,
obvious.
My bad.
Here. Do it right now. You dropped your, get your, right, your mask. How appropriate is this?
Yeah.
Your mask. You dropped it.
Take that?
Take mask. Take it. Okay, here we go. Oh, dropped this.
First of all, I don't want to work out the scenes. We're writing it.
Well, we're trying to work it out right now.
I know, I'm writing it.
All right, give me the chuckle.
Okay.
Just give me the light chuckle. That's perfect.
Okay,
good. So we do 8 years then.
Yeah.
But I know this is not film school kid will hate this.
Well,
we cut right back to the orgy.
We do. No, because I'll tell you why you do. Because I think this is a franchise.
Oh, right. Shit.
We have to set up a sequel.
We do.
We have to set up a sequel.
We do.
Right?
Okay, so how do
we
do that?
So what we do is something else has to happen, right? Just out of nowhere, right? So we do, okay, so we go see the photos of her face on the restaurants.
Right.
8 years ago on the bus, right? We do the thing, right? Right?
Yeah.
We cut back to the orgy, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, ah! We're sucking each other's dicks, right?
Just partying.
All of a sudden, there's like a... Right, the fuck, it shakes. Everything shakes.
Opens up above
right.
us.
Right, and then like... Eric Griffin's got to be in it.
Man, Bobby, what the fuck?
What the fuck? You got something down there? No, what happens?
It opens up. It opens up and we hear a voice.
Yeah.
And it says... He who sucks hardest gets out first. Whatever.
Right.
We think whoever's sucking the best.
Suck the hardest, cause, right? And we all have to look at each other.
And everyone's going, suck.
No, you wouldn't say suck. If everyone's competing.
Because you can go like this.
No.
You can go.
If everyone's competing to get the fuck out, there's one guy that is going to write. They're not going to encourage each other to suck each other's dick.
But it could be like this. It could be, suck.
No.
Suck. Suck.
You wouldn't do that. This is what you'd see. The guy saying, right? Yeah, whoever sucks the hardest, right? Immediately you go like this. Easy. Right? And you would just fucking focused.
And during all this chaos. During...
And I'm getting sucked off, right?
And you're sucked off.
I have to suck, right? But this feels so good.
Amidst all the chaos, one guy, Bobby, one guy gets extricated. One guy.
Right.
And he is gotta be. That's the sequel.
That's the sequel.
And I don't know what happens to him.
Right.
He's our guy.
No, one red and one Yoshi gets to go
gets
up.
Sucked
right?
Because
you're not gonna go up and then I'm gonna be in the sequel as well.
Correct. I know.
Thank you. All right.
All right. So
a sequel
one,
for yourself.
So one Yoshi and one Lucky gets sucked up.
Right, we both get sucked up, right?
Not the original guys.
Right.
Just two other guys.
Right. Let's just open up with the second movie. let's open up for the second move. We both, right? And then the credits go.
Right.
Two, right? We're up, right? Right? Credits, right?
The end. Of Turtle Island.
Yeah, right. And right, the music. And then all the... And everyone in the theater is like, oh, God, we're going to wait a year for the next one.
Guess what? You don't. We release the second one a week later
because
we filmed them back to back.
Like the Lord of the Rings. Like the Lord of the Rings. Right. We had like
we
a secondary
back
team.
To back to
we had
back.
A secondary
yes.
team. Yeah,
we
yeah,
shot two
yeah.
movies
wow.
at once. Fuck, dude.
Anyway. Oh, God.
Man.
I laughed so hard at that.
One of the most fun movies, I think, that will hit the theaters hopefully in 2022.
Yeah, 2025. And if 2020, never. Bottoms of Turtle Island.
Too much S and the D stuff. but that's okay.
Too much. I feel like, yeah.
Way too much S&D.
If I was a film critic, you know what I mean? I think the first thing is like, I think it was a little bit too much focused on the sexuality.
That being said,
yeah,
pretty good film.
Prettily scary.
Pretty scary. Honestly, our fans, please, can you draw up some anime? We should, actually, if you're a good artist, can you draw some stuff for us so we can get, we need to have a storyboard. To be able to pitch this,
we have a storyboard, right? We need some art concepts.
We do need art concepts.
Concepts,
yeah. So please send in that stuff, but don't just submit just to write to go, I loved it. Don't do that, please.
Yeah.
Submit real art to this, submit real storyboards.
I thought it was very good for just coming up with it.
I loved it.
On the spot.
I loved it. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great movie, and I can't wait to make it.
We're a good
with
writing team, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We bounce well.
We bounce well.
And Pete, we're going to make an NFT over this script that Pete did and sell it on the internet for $800 million.
Yeah.
I want to let Rudy take us out. Do the noise. Thank you for being a bad friend, and then the noise into that camera. Go ahead, Rude.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
So scary.